What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, hour number two. And we're talking about the situation with Hope Hicks and Steve Bannon. And Hope Hicks' resignation today apparently tracks back to her testimony behind closed doors with the House Intelligence Committee. And during that time, she basically joined Steve Bannon in claiming that those communications are privileged. And it's not exactly clear where the white lies may have occurred, but she did acknowledge she's occasionally told fibs on behalf of her boss, but nothing substantive. Well, that's obviously been seized on, saying intentional misleading, and lying is wrong, but we all understand the concept of a white lie. Like, no, those slacks don't make you look fat, darling. See what I mean? So they're kicking up a huge fuss about that. Let's talk about the war zones. There is so much going on over there. The U.S. has reportedly struck Syrian government forces. And apparently this was airstrikes. And apparently the Syrian Arab Army responded by launching anti-aircraft missiles at the aircraft, attacking their positions. Now, doesn't look like they got any American planes, but it's only a matter of time. This thing is spinning wildly out of control. Now, the United Nations is talking about as yet unreleased report, and it's being fed to the newspapers by an anonymous Security Council diplomat, meaning probably Nikki Haley, trying to claim that Syria gets some of the components for their chemical weapons factories from North Korea. And a lot of people are very skeptical of this. Just because something comes from the United Nations doesn't mean it's objective or neutral or accurate. Remember the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change? That was a UN body, and they were right there on that human-caused global warming nonsense. This is just trying to gin up a case for escalating in Syria that the American people will sit still for, and you shouldn't. Now, Ben Swan has got his reality check franchise back, and he did one today, basically saying there is no sarin gas being used by Assad in Syria. Even SecDef Mattis is saying there is absolutely no evidence. We're pretty sure it's happening, but there is no evidence of it. Well, if there's no evidence, then it didn't happen. Especially with all the lies we've been told about Saddam's nuclear weapons and so forth and so on. It's just more war propaganda. And they're trying to drag everybody in. Oh, Iran's to blame for this, and Russia's to blame for that, and China's to blame for this, and North Korea's to blame for that. Now, apparently, there was a U.S.-based activist who was posting on Twitter trying to raise awareness about the Syrian civilians being harmed by that evil Bashar al-Assad. And he got outed because the photos that he was using are from Gaza and Mosul, not Syria. Huge amounts of propaganda. Now, this is a very scary story. And this will tell you a big part of why there's all this stink face towards Russia. General Joseph Votel, he's head of the U.S. Central Command, and he briefed the House Armed Services Committee on Tuesday on the efforts against Islamic State and the wars in Syria, all of which fall under the purview of CENTCOM. He made an interesting and alarming comment to the House Armed Services Committee saying Russia threatens our ability to dominate. Russia threatens our ability to dominate. So here you have head of CENTCOM is out there saying the U.S. goal is to dominate the world. And those gosh darn Russians, they're just not going along with the program. That is very scary. Now, Iran has sharply criticized the United States, Britain, and France for the massacre of innocent Yemeni women and children. It is a horrid, horrid humanitarian disaster over there. And yes, it's The guilt is shared. Saudi Arabia is acting as a proxy for the United States, trying to reassert puppet rule. But it may be that some people in this country are saying this has gone on too long and we have other things we need to do and our military is spread way, way too thin. So there are four senators, Senators Bernie Sanders, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, and Chris Murphy, and they have put forward a bill that basically challenges President Trump's war powers and basically says there is no congressional authorization for the use of force in Yemen or supporting of same. And they're going to try and get this through the Congress to basically restore the power to declare war back to the Congress where the Constitution says it has to be. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And let's do a little of that here as well. Okay. All right. Now, remember what I said before, everybody's trying to blame Trump, blame Russia for everything. And so now, according to this article in Al-Bawaba, Trump is accusing Russia of undermining the U.S. sanctions on North Korea. It's all Russia's fault. And of course, this latest round of sanctions is not approved by the UN Security Council. It's unilateral on the part of the United States. China has come out against them saying they're not helpful. Even Japan is hemming and hawing and saying, we don't think this is going to help. This is just pushing harder on North Korea, which is exactly what the United States wants to do. They want a war with North Korea, but they're trying to make it look like North Korea's fault by goading them into doing something first. And again, blame Russia, blame Russia, blame Russia. Russia's the reason the United States can't dominate the world anymore. Well, the reason the United States can't dominate the world anymore is our weapons are overpriced junk. Our young people are, three quarters of our young people can't do military service. They're just physically not there. They can't throw the hand grenades. There's a certain amount of physical labor that's involved with setting up camps and bases all over the world, and these three quarters of the kids can't make the standards, and they've already lowered the standards once. This is a very stupid idea for a war. This country, the United States of America, is going to lose this next world war. But the banks don't care. They make money off of both sides. And apparently our politicians don't care because they'll just set up shop someplace else after it's all over. Now, interestingly enough, Canada has sent a submarine to assist in surveillance on North Korea. And it's a very courageous thing to do. Canada is not known for sending their submarines to other sides of the ocean. And the last time Her Majesty's Canadian submarine Chicoutimi crossed an ocean, the boat flooded, caught fire, and a sailor died. Now, that was 15 years ago, and now this diesel electric submarine has deployed to Asia, farther from home than any Canadian submarine in five decades, on a mission that the Canadian military hopes will erase doubts about the vessel's effectiveness. So I guess even in Canada, they have a problem with, are these weapons really credible? Are they really usable? They cost so very much. Anyway. Getting on back to Pakistan, as you know, the U.S. has ignited some tensions over there, declaring that Pakistan is not really serious about dealing with terrorists. China, on the other hand, says they're doing a great job. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Do you remember a while back the United States signed this deal for military aid to Israel? $38 billion with a B dollars. That's an all-time record, the largest aid package in U.S. military history. And it only took a year and a half for Senate hawks like Lindsey Graham and Chris Coons to say it's nowhere near enough. It's short-sighted. We have to give them more. So what if the U.S. government lost $2 trillion? We've got to give more over there. Okay, all right. Looking at it, I have so many things coming in. It'd be smartphone, terminal thing. Okay, there we are. So, yeah, homelessness in the streets of America, infrastructure is crumbling, and still the lawmakers want to shovel more of your tax money to Israel. Now you know why these other countries are so upset about foreign puppet rule. It's not for their benefit here. Now, Amnesty International has come out with their annual report saying that Israel is carrying out extrajudicial executions and they have been torturing children. No surprise, we've been reporting on it ourselves all this year. Brutal, brutal times. Now, another scary story. Apparently, Donald Trump is asking his admirals if it's possible to arm the U.S. Navy's warships with nuclear weapons. And of course, yes, it is. They've always been designed that way. It's just they don't carry them because they don't expect to use them and they don't want somebody hijacking the ship and using them against us. Apparently, they're already in the works for a nuclear-tipped cruise missile to go with the stealth destroyer Zumwalt. And it's got quite a long range, apparently under the assumption that the Zumwalt may not be able to leave the dock because of engine problems, drivetrain problems. What's really alarming about this nuclear posture review they've just come out with is it's basically saying this is about Russia and China. And Trump is saying that putting these nuclear weapons on ships would prevent China from mistakenly concluding that it could gain advantage by using its nuclear weapons in Asia, or that any use of nuclear weapons, however limited, is acceptable. Of course, obviously, except for our nuclear weapons, because our nuclear weapons are good and the other people's nuclear weapons are bad. Our nuclear weapons are sweetness and light. Those other nuclear weapons, they're terrible. Now, let's talk about the economy just a little bit. As you know, the U.S. sanctions mania has hit Russia several times with sanctions in order to harm their economy. It turns out it has had the opposite effect. Russia has started becoming more internally self-reliant. They're not trading across the borders. What they need, they make domestically. They grow GMO-free food. They're reviving their manufacturing. And as a result, Russia's investment rating has just been upgraded. Russia is now seen as becoming a better investment prospect. Now, the European Union and China are considering economic retaliation against popular American companies in response to Donald Trump's call for steel and aluminum tariffs. And again, this idea of protectionism, it's not a good way to go. If you want to be selling your product to the rest of the world, you make products they want to buy. Higher quality, yes, you can charge a higher price. When you make shoddy merchandise and then try and arm twist the rest of the world into buying your product, that doesn't work out very well, like the U.S. is now doing to Iraq over the S-400. Now, earlier this month, the United States government released its annual financial report for the year 2017. They lost $1.2 trillion. So much for all the claims that the economy is doing very, very well. That basically came out to $2.2 million for every single minute of the entire year. In fact, the U.S. government lost more money last year than the entire Australian economy produced. And the debt is still spinning out of control. Everyone talks about this $23 trillion debt. It's a lot more than that. When you add in the unfunded liabilities, it's over $100 trillion. They don't have that much money. That's why this is all going to collapse. For those of you still on Obamacare, your premiums will rise an average of 18% next year. I think if my math is correct, that means that your premiums for those Obamacare-compliant insurance policies have doubled since they were shoved down your throat. Now, here's an interesting statistic. Apparently, 54% of millennials want universal basic income. They want free money. Of course, money is never free. It's loaned into circulation at interest by the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Reserve expects to be paid back. So where's that money going to come from? Where's the interest going to come from? But those liberal snowflakes, they just like the idea of free money. Over in Great Britain, more trouble for more retail outlets. One of the Britain's biggest electronics retailers, Maplin, has collapsed into receivership after talks with buyers failed to secure a sale. They have more than 200 stores and 2,300 staff, and basically they're in trouble. Same thing with the British division of Toys R Us. They have gone into receivership, 3,000 jobs lost there. It's going to be a bad year between the war and the crashing economy. Now, interestingly enough, a U.S. judge on Tuesday sided with President Trump's administration and rejected an attempt by the state of California and environmental groups to stop the government from building a wall on the U.S. border with Mexico. Now, the lawsuit was filed in San Diego federal court, alleging that the proposed wall violates federal environmental standards as well as constitutional provisions regarding the separation of powers and states' rights. Now, the plaintiffs asked U.S. District Judge Gonzalo Curiel to stop the administration from pursuing the barrier until it demonstrates compliance with environmental laws. Okay, a couple of problems wrong with this. Donald Trump is not building the wall across California's border. He's building it across the border of the United States of America. Second of all, has anybody gone down from the EPA and basically told all those illegal immigrants crossing across the border, leaving their trash and feces and urine behind, what a terrible damage they are doing to the environment, and that they should cut it out? Anybody ever did that? There's a double standard here. Those illegal immigrants are bad for the environment. Probably more so, more toxic certainly than the wall is going to be. Now, Nancy Pelosi says we don't need a wall. All we have to do is mow the grass so that people can be seen if they're trying to be smuggled through the grass. And she thinks that's a better border solution than the wall. No, because somebody has to be there watching to see the illegals come through the mowed grass. Somebody has to be mowing the grass. But again, Pelosi is still out there. The Democrats are desperate to load up this nation with illegal immigrant voters. We're being invaded, people. We're being clandestinely taken over by foreign population, who is now being given access to our elections because the Democrats have openly admitted they rely on the illegal immigrants to put them over the top. Now, apparently, more than 850 illegal immigrants managed to elude deportation officers conducting operations in Northern California this week. And apparently, the head of the deportation force blamed Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf for helping them to escape. And Oakland gets something like $27 million in federal funding every year. I think Trump ought to cut that out, along with some Title VIII arrests for the mayor. And the problem is only going to get worse. Article out of pjmedia.com. According to the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees, 68 million people around the world are or are at risk of becoming refugees. The migration of a few billion people has already turned the European Union inside out and motivated the election of an America First presidency. What we have seen so far, though, is nothing compared to what is to come. And here's where it gets really kind of serious. Fertility is declining in almost all of the educated and prosperous parts of the world, notably including East Asia, but remains extremely high in the least educated parts of the world with the worst governance and the poorest growth prospects. In other words, civilization is going backwards. We'll be back after these few words.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com. the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I've just been informed about an event, a web event, I guess is what you would call it, here at RBN, both tonight and tomorrow night. And the article is titled, "Want to Find Out How to Support RBN and Reduce Your Electric Bill? Click here." And, of course, I have just posted this to the main page of whatreallyhappened.com, so you can look for that a little bit later, and I'll give you another reminder toward the end of the program as well. Getting on back to immigration and Europe and how bad things really are, Paul Joseph Watson is out there saying that there's a new study showing that 96% of rapes are being committed by men of foreign descent up there in Sweden. Rape has, you know, Sweden's the rape capital of the world. Remember that story we did about Sadiq Khan in London? The police don't understand why rape is up 20%. Couldn't possibly be all these refugees and immigrants coming on in here without any controls. 96% of rapes. It's a clash of cultures, a clash of civilizations. And generally when you have a clash of civilizations, the more savage civilization tends to win. Article out of Sputnik News here. U.S. companies capitalized off Puerto Rico without restoring power. And basically, this is a replay of what was going on down in Haiti. Power companies contracted by the U.S. government to restore power to the island of Puerto Rico are already pulling their workers off the island, even though roughly 300,000 Puerto Rican customers are still without electricity as a result of Hurricane Maria. Because governing is choosing and governing is prioritizing, and we could give electricity back online for all these Puerto Ricans, but we've got a war to pay for. Apparently out in Las Vegas, there is a group of survivors of the October 1st shooting that now basically meet on a weekly basis at a local hangout called In Cahoots. And the survivors all seem to have questions about what happened that night, knowing that authorities have failed to be forthright about what happened. And they're certainly right to do that. They're certainly right to question. We have a right to question when the story doesn't make any sense, whether it's in Las Vegas or Parkland or Sandy Hook. Now, the U.S. government seems to be taking the attitude of what we say is the truth, and you will believe it. And any other points of view, that's Russian propaganda. Now, Antifa is openly recruiting and inciting the mentally ill to commit violence. Now, this is a group backed by George Soros, and for the past 2 years, they've been violently protesting candidate and then President Donald Trump. They have committed felony assault against Trump supporters and destroyed public and private property worth millions of dollars. Antifa has now found a new recruiting angle. Apparently, regular college kids aren't violent enough, after all. Tend to be snowflakes. So they're recruiting and training the mentally ill in Texas to commit violent acts against conservative. Now, that's conspiracy to commit assault. This is not peaceful protesting. This is war. And remember what I said about the other day, where covert agencies, not just Antifa, but CIA, FBI, will be looking for people with mental problems, people who are on these prescription antidepressants, knowing they can be talked into doing virtually anything. And they're cultivated. They're groomed over months, maybe years, to turn them into something that can be put into play. Just another asset. Send the asset on out to Parkland. We're going to frame him for the shooting there. Okay. Now, there's a new ransomware out there called GandCrab, and apparently it showed up in January, and it is very aggressive, in part because the original authors of this ransomware have issued a toolkit to their fellow hackers to deploy GandCrab in their part of the world and pay back a piece of the action to the original authors. And so it's really out there. However, there's an article that you need to look at. Hit by ransomware, this new free decryption tool for CanGrab might help. And in there are a couple of links of websites where people are starting to put together collections of these decryptors for ransomware. And obviously, this is a resource that you should have available and on a second machine or your smartphone or your tablet in the event you get infected with malware, because now you don't have to make the payment. And apparently, this GandCrab charges as much as $1,000. To unlock your data. And of course, our government is doing absolutely nothing about it. It's hugely expensive. And I have to wonder, is all this ransomware the work of the NSA? Is it the cyber version of police civil forfeiture? Is a government looting its own people? Now, apparently the U.S. government has found a contractor called Cellebrite. And Cellebrite claims they can break the encryption on all models of the iPhone and all versions of iOS. And it is likely that Cellebrite is using unknown zero-day exploits. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm going to step on back to politics here, because this article just now came on in. Apparently, the 2016 presidential campaign of U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders has agreed to pay a $14,500 civil penalty to the Federal Elections Commission for foreign government election meddling, quote, without admitting liability, end quote. No, it wasn't Russia. It was Australia. The whole thing was caught on hidden camera by a Project Veritas reporter. So, again, everybody wants to buy influence, especially for a government where it's there for sale. Neon sign over the Capitol building, buy your influence here. Don't forget happy hour. So we're talking about this U.S. government contractor, Cellebrite, which can break into any iPhone or iOS, and the concern is they must be using unknown zero-day exploits to gain access to the phones, which puts us in the same dangerous position that we were in with the NSA and CIA tools. We have a single company is hoarding exploits, and if that single company gets hacked, and those exploits get out, then the cyber criminals have another round of incredibly powerful tools. Now, here's an interesting article. And I did read the article all the way through, and I saw the demo video. Basically, everybody's misusing artificial intelligence. Anything that's new and hot, oh, it's AI. AI is something very specific and narrow. But anyway, over at Google, neuroscientists at Canada's University of Toronto, Scarborough, are using very powerful computers to literally read minds. And what they're doing is they're reconstructing images of what people are seeing by gathered by electroencephalography. And basically, in a test, the subjects were hooked up to these little helmets with all the little wires going in there, brainwave reading equipment, and they were shown images of faces, and the computer, just reading the brain, was able to recreate the image of the face. Now, this obviously would have a good application in creating eyewitness reports. Instead of having to use a police sketch artist or some of these other little kits, you just basically put this hat on the crime victim. They remember the face of the person who attacked him, and you've got an excellent likeness. And could also be used allow direct printing or 3D printing of something that is only being imagined in the head. That'll be very exciting if they get that to work. Of course, there's always a downside. Could be used for bad things here. You remember the movie Minority Report? It is unfortunately, sadly, starting to come to pass here. And 7 months ago, a senior Chinese official promised that computers would one day help authorities spot crime before it happens. And now in the western Xinjiang region, it's already happening with the establishment of a system that critics are calling Orwellian in scope and ambition. But it's being used to place people in political re-education. Nobody's getting killed. Nobody's getting put in jail, but they're being put in this education. And it's called the Integrated Joint Operations Platform, or IJOP. And it assembles and parses data from facial recognition cameras, Wi-Fi internet sniffers, license plate cameras, police checkpoints, banking records, and police reports made on mobile apps from home visits. And the problem I have with all of this is this attempt to predict human behavior with a computer is assuming a one-size-fits-all, that all of our brains are operating the same way, that all of our facial reactions to trauma and concern are the same way, and therefore we can be just sort of dumped into these categories. It doesn't really work that way. I can tell you already, somebody with a liberal slant of mind has come up with this computer system because they're absolutely convinced that everything that's in our head comes from the environment and we're all the same inside. People react to things different way, and that reaction can be misread. And I know this because when I was just starting into college, before the magic took off, I worked one semester at a 7-Eleven store. And during the time at the 7-Eleven store, money kept disappearing from the register. And so finally, the owner of the store asked us all to take polygraph tests. And when I was asked if I'd been stealing from the store, the shock of even being thought of as being that kind of person produced a reaction. And the polygraphist admitted he didn't know what it meant. He didn't know that it said I was guilty, but I lost my job anyway. So anyway, we were talking about this yesterday, this bill called FOSTA, Fight Online Sex Trafficking Act. And it allows for private lawsuits and criminal prosecutions against internet platforms and websites based on the actions of their users. Now, this is the same thinking behind the gun grabbers. Yes, it may be people committing the crimes, but let's go after the guns. Yes, it may be pedophiles who are posting these things on the website, but let's go after the webmasters. And the internet, as we know today, it exists only because of Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which prevents online platforms from being held liable for their users' speech, except in certain circumstances. Now, FOSTA punches a major hole in Section 230, enabling lawsuits and prosecutions against online platforms, including ones that might not even be aware that sex trafficking is taking place because of coded messages and back-channel discussions. And they will expand it. The war is on between corporate media and independent media. This will be expanded. Oh, we can sue webmasters for fake news that are on their website. Oh, really? Who gets to decide it's fake news? Well, we in the government, of course, obviously. Very dark times. Very, very dark times. Now, there's an article here about how poultry farming in India is contributing to the global superbug problem. Now, if you don't know what I mean, a superbug is a virus or bacteria which has been exposed to just enough antibiotics that they no longer respond. They develop an immunity. That's what a superbug is. And in India, poultry farming is very much a factory operation. The chickens are just crammed in together in these giant hot rooms. And in order to prevent infections, they're just filled with antibiotics and other chemicals to make the chicks grow bigger and faster for more and quicker profit. But along the process, the infectious agents that are exposed to these chicks, they're picking up these trace amounts of antibiotics, and they're developing an immunity. And that is a big problem. Now, yesterday, 3M settled a suit filed by the state of Minnesota for $850 million, averting a much-awaited trial over the company's responsibility for massive amounts of waste-containing perfluorinated chemicals, which is dumped in the state for over 40 years. And the suit charged the Minnesota-based company, which made the perfluorinated chemicals for use in Scotchgard, firefighting foam and other products, acted with a deliberate disregard for the high risk of injury to the citizens and wildlife of Minnesota. And they're paying the fine, but they're avoiding the trial. And I think the victims of these chemicals would probably have it the other way. And again, a reminder, if you have not seen it, it's still on HBO, Atomic Homefront. Very well-made documentary. So let's get into human-caused global warming. 40 years ago, scientists blamed the polar vortex, loops in the jet stream, cold and extreme weather on global cooling. Now they're blaming the exact same things on global warming. And the reality is we are cooling. We've entered a cooling phase with the sun. But the people who are still pushing this global warming, whether it's a desire to impose a carbon tax on you or just a desire to keep their reputations intact and not be made to look like fools and utter fools and goofballs, we don't know, but they're still pushing it. And it is a fraud. It's bad science. It's absolutely bad science. And we're getting all these reports, apparently, major winter storm in the Pacific Northwest, down across the lower Great Plains. And we're still a little ways away from winter being over. Absolutely. Now, up in Norway, there is a facility that a lot of people concerned with GMO know about and are concerned about. It's called the Doomsday Seed Vault. And basically, it is a project that Norway put together to save samples of untainted seeds ahead of the launch of GMO technology. Or in the event of some disaster, if we do go to nuclear war or global cooling kills certain crops, governments will be able to request seeds from the vault to restart their agricultural industry. And Norway is about to spend $13 million to upgrade its Doomsday Seed Vault. There's only one problem with using these Doomsday seeds to reseed after a GMO disaster. The pollen lasts for 3 years. How do you protect these new pristine seeds from the GMO crops? There was a project to try and find some pure maize, the original version of corn, in the mountains of central Mexico. And they went up there, hiked way into the jungle and found some samples and brought them back and discovered they had already been contaminated with GMO genes for corn. It spreads everywhere, on the wind, on the water, on animals. See, let's get some phone calls coming on in here. 800-313-9443. Very ugly story over in the Daily Mail. Apparently, the Catholic Church, officials in the Catholic Church, helped one of their priests avoid murder charges for 6 decades after he raped and strangled a teacher and dumped her body in a canal. Now, this former priest, he's 85 years old, was finally convicted of murdering 25-year-old Irina Garza in a South Texas court on December 7th, 2017, was sentenced to life in prison the next day, more than 57 years after her body was found. Now, he's an old guy. He's not going to last much longer. He basically got away with it. For 57 years, he got away with it. And apparently, the 48 hours investigation broadcast on CBS in the episode titled Sins of the Father revealed the numerous ways the Catholic Church protected this guy from justice in the intervening years. So, here's a little bit of a scary story. Over in the Canary Islands, the island of La Palma has been rocked by over 70 earthquakes, and people are very, very nervous there, understandably. 4 months ago, they had a swarm of 200 earthquakes that was rocking the island, and people are very concerned because it is a volcanic island, and it's dormant. It's not extinct. It is dormant. And most importantly, the volcano that most people are concerned about is Cumbre Vieja. Now, Cumbre Vieja is a very large volcano. It's basically at the northern end of the island. Its west flank goes right down to the ocean. And a large portion of it has actually cracked away from the main cone and slipped down several feet. It's geologically very weak. Now, this raises a real possibility that were Cumbre Vieja to erupt, that it could blow off sideways the way Mount St. Helens did. And all that debris would crash into the ocean, creating a major tsunami heading west across the Atlantic. So we need to keep our eye on that one. My perception has been we seem to be in a period of increasing geological seismic volcanic activity. Have to be very careful about that. Now then, article coming out of Zero Hedge, millennials will be the fattest generation on record. And the article goes, this generation is apparently the smartest generation to ever roam planet Earth. However, they can hardly manage their health. Something is amiss here. It turns out millennials are set to become the fattest generation on record, with 3/4 projected to be obese by the time they reach 40. Now, yes, they have a very sedentary lifestyle with their little electronic devices and everything, but that's not the only thing that's gone wrong. A major part of America's obesity problem, and it affects all age groups, are the chemicals added to processed food that make us want to eat more. Monosodium glutamate, or MSG, is promoted as a flavor enhancer, but what it actually does is interfere with the signal from the stomach to the brain that says, I'm full. When scientists want to do obesity studies using rats, they have to dose their food with tons of MSG, because otherwise rats left to themselves stop eating when they've had enough. You never see a fat rat in nature. They have to be artificially created with MSG. But food manufacturers love MSG because people eat more, they go back to the store to buy more, profits are up, and who cares if the customer is getting sick. And because so many people are trying to avoid monosodium glutamate, food packagers are allowed to use any one of some 30 euphemistic names for it, like hydrolyzed soy protein, so that people who are not memorizing that entire list may buy these products with MSG. Now, aspartame is another one. It's supposedly a sugar substitute. At one time, it was actually declared a biological weapon, an excitotoxin. It excites your brain cells to a dangerous level. But what it actually does in the current food dosage, it makes your body to crave real carbohydrates, which is why you see those bundled deals at the supermarket where you buy a 2-liter bottle of diet soda and it's accompanied by a big bag of chips. And like monosodium glutamate, aspartame also confuses up the I'm full brain signal. Then there are all those hormones injected into poultry and cattle to make them grow bigger and faster. We were just talking about those up with the article about India. And people eating the products from those animals are exposed to trace amounts of unmetabolized hormones. And it may just be a tiny amount at one meal, but over years of low-level exposure, it adds up. And people will respond to these hormones the same way the poultry and the cattle did. They will grow. They will put on weight. Now, when I started my weight loss program, when I started my weight loss program, I was just shy of 300 pounds. And now I'm down to 170. And the first thing I did, practically the only thing I did, was scrub all these chemicals out of my diet. And I just started losing weight like crazy. All right, we got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Well, let's go ahead and take a phone call. Dan in British Columbia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, aloha, Mike. Just again with the Florida shooting, there's just so many questions. I just don't want it to get like, the thing in Vegas, we've almost all forgotten about that one already after all these months. And this one, I mean, there's so many holes in it.
Yes.
So pardon the pun. This Cruz guy, Nicholas Cruz, it's almost like he was set up as a patsy.
Yes.
And it reminds me of, reminds me of how they set up Oswald in a lot of ways. I mean, this Cruz guy, you know, he's allegedly punching walls, telling people he's planning to shoot at the school. I'm going to be a professional school shooter, he says, on a YouTube comment, allegedly. Someone called the sheriff's office, said he could be a school shooter in the making, allegedly. Seen with guns and knives in an Instagram post. And then this Alexa Meadnick girl talking to Cruz while she's walking down the stairs. And there's shots fired on the floor above. And, the guy's not out of breath. He's not sweating. And
he's not wearing sweatshirt.
Yeah, he's not wearing full metal garb. So Oswald, apparently he shot at an Army general, Edwin Walker. He bought a Mannlicher or Carcano on a mail order when he could have just walked into any Texas gun shop without ID. And
yes.
Bought any rifle. He was sent to Russia.
And that was the world's worst shoulder weapon. In fact, the scope on the Oswald rifle was defective. But they wanted to plant a Mannlicher or Carcano on him because the original plan was to say that Oswald assassinated Kennedy on behalf of Castro and whip up support for a new Cuban invasion. And following the Bay of Pigs, the government of Cuba had imported shiploads and shiploads of the Mannlicher or Carcano to hand out to their citizens.
Yeah, unbelievable. And then they sent him to Russia. There's Oswald lookalikes at Cuban embassies, the Mexican consulate, the Russian consulate in Mexico City. He was with the Fair Play for Cuba committee.
Yeah, but that was being run by that FBI guy, Guy Bannister.
Guy Bannister. He was seen at a gun range shooting at another member's target, saying, "Oh, I'm sorry, I thought I was shooting at JFK."
That was a double because the real Oswald wasn't in town at that time. Yeah, they were sending up people to pretend to be Oswald, just like we have all these social media posts and all the rest of it. At this point, I seriously doubt that Nicholas Cruz actually pulled a trigger that day. But they've got him so juiced up on medications, certainly the people he's living with don't want him to come back home. He was the patsy. He was set up as a patsy.
Yeah. And just like Oswald, Oswald was seen having a Coke on the first floor, not out of breath. And the cops knew miraculously how to find Oswald. They knew how to find this Cruz guy with no problem. Anyways, I'll leave it with that. Thanks.
All right. We're going to do a station identification. We have another caller waiting on the line when we come back from these few words.
Talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.